Hey, hey, you guys know what this is. It is God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork, put it on t-shirts, journals, coloring books, all of that good stuff. Amen. And I no longer declare that I produce power from my pain, honey, because I don't have the power to do that. I am here today because I am God resilient, and I am here today because of the Lord with you at 7 a.m. As you guys know, we are firing on all cylinders. We are on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and we are recording the podcast. It is a beautiful Saturday. It is the first Saturday, amen, of February, and it is also one of my niece's birthdays, amen, Keyshawna. Just want to send her a prayer, send her some love, and ask God to cover her, protect her. Amen. God bless you. So you guys know exactly what we are going to do. We are going to pray. We're going to process the devotional in God Resilient for today. And we are going to pursue God's word. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you, Father God. We thank you for who you are, Lord Jesus. We are here another day. It is actually day 21, amen, of God Resilient. Father God, that is only you, Lord Jesus, that we give you glory of your faithfulness. We give you honor, oh, Father God, of who you are and what you are doing. Oh, Father God, through the airways. Oh, Father God, through the social media platforms. Bless all of those who are here. Bless those who are on their way. Oh, Father God, bless those who will listen to the recordings or view them on YouTube. Father God, we love you and we praise you. Oh, Father God, now hide me behind the cross. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I yield myself to you. Shield me, protect me. Oh, Father God, guard me, my husband, my home. Oh, Father God, from all weapons. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We praise you. Speak to us. We want to hear from you and only you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. My nose is itching. I'm like, okay, why would you start itching? Okay, right when I'm praying. Amen. But God bless you, Terry. It is wonderful to see you this morning. So we are finishing up the topic of it is necessary, or I mean, we can go either way. It was necessary or it is necessary, but the main word is necessary. Amen. And that is going to be one of our key phrases for today. Let's just go ahead and say it's all necessary. It is all necessary. And we are going to have another one of those mornings where we are going to let the word do the work. Amen. And so when you let the word do the work, honey, you just read the word and let it speak for itself with not a whole lot of expository inclusions with what you have to say. So we're going to get right into it. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 11. The necessity of it all. It's necessary. Amen. Now, a lot of us are familiar with this passage of scripture. Amen. Because it is telling us to remember and obey. Let's put that in the chat, y'all. To remember and obey. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you are on YouTube, God bless you. If you are on Facebook, God bless you. Amen. So now, we are starting at verse 1 in Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we are just going to go line by line. Amen. So we're starting at verse 1, and I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. It is the necessity of it all. Remember and obey. Those are our key phrases. Now, therefore, love the Lord your God and always keep his mandate and his statutes, ordinances and commands. Okay, that is a command. We got to be obedient. Therefore, love the Lord your God. The necessity of loving the Lord. Amen. And not just loving the Lord, but the necessity of always keeping his mandates and his statutes and his ordinances and his commands. Thank you, Terry. It is necessary. Amen. Understand, it is necessary for us to understand today that it is not your children who experienced or saw the discipline of the Lord your God. So then who saw it? You saw it. You understand. You experienced and you saw the discipline of the Lord your God. What has God done for you? How has God blessed you? How did you have a testimony to even share the Lord with your children? You got a testimony to share the Lord with your children because he did something for you. You experienced something with God. You saw the discipline of the Lord your God. You saw it. Your children may not have seen it. Your children may not have experienced it, but you did. You did. Amen. God bless you. It leads peace and blessings unto you as well. And what did you experience of the Lord thy God? And what did you see of the Lord thy God? You saw his greatness. Amen. You saw and you experienced the Lord's greatness. You did. You saw and experienced God's strong hand and his outstretched arm. What did God do for you? How did God's greatness show up in your life? You saw it and experienced it. You saw his signs and the works that he did. Now, the Bible says the signs and the works that he did in Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and all his land. But what did God do in situations where your back was against the wall? What did God do in situations where the enemy was coming against you? What did God do in situations where you were in the enemy's camp and you were there by yourself? And all you had was the Lord thy God to get you out of a situation. What was your proverbial Egypt? Who was your proverbial Pharaoh the king? What proverbial land were you in that God, his greatness, his strong hand, and his outstretched arm saved you? That you saw the signs and the works of the Lord. You saw and experienced, we're at verse 4, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 4. What he did to Egypt's army, its horses and chariots, when he made the water of the Red Sea flow over them as they pursued you, and he destroyed them completely. When were you in a Red Sea being chased by the enemy, its horses and its chariots? When did God call forth dry land for you to walk on? When did God part a sea for you and cause the walls of the sea to congeal? When somebody was pursuing you, when did God make a way out of no way for you? When did you experience that? When did you see that? You. It may not have been your children. Your children may not know God the way you know God, but you do. He did something for you. He saved you. He exhibited his greatness for you. He had a strong arm and a strong hand on behalf of you. Amen. Verse 5. What did he do to you in the wilderness, until you reached this place? This is what it said. What he did to you in the wilderness until you reached this place. And what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the Reubenite, when in the middle of the whole Israelite camp, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, their households, their tents, and every living thing with them. When did God just swallow something up in your life? Just when did God do that for you? Oh, we must remember. We cannot forget the blessings, the signs, the wonders, the miracles, the greatness, the outstretched arm of the Lord. We must remember those things. Hallelujah. And I'm in verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 7. Your own eyes have seen every great work the Lord has done. What have you seen? And what have you experienced of the Lord? That's why we denounce all human resiliency. We have no greatness. We have no strong hands. We have no outstretched arm. We can't produce no signs. We have no works that can overthrow a Pharaoh and all the land of Egypt. We don't have that capability. Verse 7 says, with your own eyes, your own eyes have seen every great work the Lord has done. You've seen a great work. You've seen it. You've experienced it. verse 8. Keep every command I am giving you today so that you may have the strength to cross into and possess the land you are to inherit. There is a land. There is a place for you. Right now, we may not have the wherewithal to handle the crossing and the possessing of our inheritance. So, what do we need to do? It is necessary for us to remember and to obey. The reason why it's necessary, my God. The reason why it is necessary for us to remember and obey. Because if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change with the shifting of shadows, and if he exhibited his greatness yesterday, and if he outstretched his arm yesterday, and if he allowed us to see with our own eyes every great work, amen, if he parted the Red Sea yesterday, then what he wants us to do, to keep our commands that he gives us today. See, he reminded us of what he did yesterday. Don't forget, remember what the Lord thy God did for you yesterday. Don't, my God. Keep his commandments today. Today. Because if you remember what he did for you yesterday, and you obey his commandments today, he will strengthen you so that you can cross into and possess, not just cross over and enter in, but he wants you to cross over, enter in and possess it, the land that you are to inherit. There is a land, there is a place for you to inherit. You, Jesus, you are not where God intends for you to be. There is more. There is greater. There is a place that God wants you to cross into and to possess it. But he has to strengthen you for that place. And how he strengthens you for that place is through your obedience today. Oh my God. Hey God. Hey God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Verse 9. So that you may live long in the land the Lord swore to your fathers to give them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey.
So not only does God want you to cross over into the land, not only does he want you to possess the land, but then he wants you to live long in the land. My God. Yo. He wants you to live long in the land. What? This is for the long haul, honey. This is for the long haul. This not going to be a short stay. Because once you get in it, honey, once you get in it, once you cross over into it, okay, you're going to possess it. And then you possess it, then you're going to live long in it, honey. You're going to live long in it. But you must remember what he did yesterday, and you must obey his commandments today. The necessity of remembering and obeying. So verse 10. For the land you are entering to possess is not like the land of Egypt, my God, for which you have come from. Where you are going is not going to be. It's not going to be like where you came from. Where you are going will not be like where you came from. It's not going to be like the land of Egypt. From which you have come from, where you sowed your seed and irrigated by hand as in a vegetable garden. Verse 11, but the land you are entering to possess is a land of mountains and valleys, watered by rain from the sky. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The Lord your God is going to care for this land. You're not going to have to sow. You're not going to have to irrigate this land by your hand as if it was a vegetable garden. Read your word. It is in the word of God. You're not going to have to do this to the land that God wants to strengthen you to cross over, to possess, and to live a long life in. Hallelujah. God bless you, cuz. God bless you. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. God is going to care for this land. The rain from the sky is going to water this land. He is watching over this land from the beginning to the end of the year. God is going to watch over the land from the beginning to the end of the year. This is what God is promising you, but you must remember who God is. You must remember what he did for you yesterday, and you must obey today. Because it is your remembrance and it is your obedience that is going to strengthen you to possess the land. My God. Did you get your word and read it? Verse 12, and this is the last scripture. If you carefully obey my commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and worship him with all your heart and all your soul, I will provide rain for your land in the proper time, the autumn and the spring rains, and you will harvest your grain, new wine, and fresh oil. My God, I will provide in your fields for your livestock. You will eat and be satisfied. Be careful that you are not enticed to turn aside, serve, and bow in worship to other gods. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you. Watch it now. You better remember and obey. You better love me. You better worship me. You better serve me and only me. Because if you do not remember and obey, then honey, baby, okay? He gonna shut the sky and there will be no rain. The land will not yield its produce and you will perish quickly from the good land the Lord is giving you. See, this is why whatever it is that you are going through, let the Lord strengthen you. Keep his commandments today. Go back and read Deuteronomy chapter 11 for yourself so that you can understand the necessity of remembering and obeying. Because there is a place that God is trying to get you. He wants you to cross over into that place. He wants you to possess that place. Amen. And he wants you to live long in that place, honey. You ain't gonna have to sow. You ain't gonna have to irrigate with your hands as in a vegetable garden. Honey, God is gonna water it. God is gonna care for it. God is gonna tend to it. And he gonna tend to it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. My God, what? You will do that for who? Me? All I gotta do is remember and obey. Bet. God, you ain't saying nothing but a word, Jesus. That's all I gotta do. You ain't saying nothing but a word, honey. That's all I gotta do is remember and obey and love you with all my heart, with all my soul. That's all I gotta do. Hallelujah. Bet. Oh, it is on and popping. Okay. That's all I gotta do. Okay. That's it. Okay. Okay. You gonna do what? Okay. Well, I ain't gotta. I'm a possessor and live long. I ain't gotta sow. And you gonna water it. And you gonna tend to it from the beginning to the end of the year. The necessity of remembering and obeying. Y'all, meditate on that word. Get in Deuteronomy chapter 11 for yourself. Read it. Terry says, thank you, Lord. I praise your name. Hallelujah. Elise says, thank you, Lord, for this knowledge. Hallelujah. Rhonda says, this makes me examine myself. Thank you, God. Bless you. Amen. Y'all, that is all that we have for today. If this word blessed you, share it with someone else. But more importantly, get into Deuteronomy chapter 11 and read it for yourself and get with the Lord, because there is a place that God is trying to get you to. Where you are is not it, and baby, where you are going is not going to be like Egypt. It is not going to be like the old season. It is not going to be like it was, honey. Hallelujah. Mwah. I love y'all. God bless y'all. Amen. We're going to be right back tomorrow at 7 a.m. God will. God bless you. Mwah.